I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Every Tuesday at 2 o'clock, the Cubs center fielder Albert Almora joins us on McNeil and Parkins on The Score. He does it now from Atlanta. What's up, Albert?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Can't complain, you know. Just got to Atlanta here. I'm at the ballpark right now, so enjoying it up.
All right, so let's get into the serious issues facing our society and the Cubs, and that is apparently Ben Zobrist's shoe color. what the hell's going on here with this?
I don't know. I don't know much. Nothing's really happened to me, but I did see what Benny put up, and it was all, from a being, you know, the standpoint of being his teammate and seeing what, you know, the reasons why he gave. It was really awesome. It was awesome to I mean, I went up to him. I was like, dude, that was incredible. I mean, and we're not trying to get into an argument here with MLB. We're just voicing our opinion, and rightfully so.
And did you see that apparently they also are taking issue with Wilson Contreras and the Venezuelan flag sleeve that he wears?
Yeah, Willie told me that they told him something about that as well. So I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to do or what the reasoning behind it is, but I'm sure our union and or them in talks to try to work something out.
I guess from where I would sit, I kind of associate that. Like, I didn't notice the shoes, to be honest with you, and it's kind of odd that they're going after Ben Zobrist of all people for this. But, like, the sleeve for Willie, it's like, that's a cool thing that connects him to his home country, and I know I've talked to him about it before. He's very proud of where he comes from, and he tries to raise awareness for the problems that happened in Venezuela. So why would you think this would be an issue when none of this seems malicious from a player wanting to express a little bit of individuality?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what they're trying to do. And I know last year he did it, and no one said anything. And you know, and he's doing it for a good reason. He's not doing it just to show off or whatever the reason may be. He's doing it because what's going on in that country is tough, and he's from there and loves his country. And I mean, I respect that. I don't see any guys, you know, going doing something for a wrong reason. I think it's if they do have different color cleats, most of the time it's to spread awareness for something, or you know, in memory of a family member or whatnot. You know, I don't know what's going on, and it's really unfortunate.
Have you ever tried to wear something a little bit different?
No, but I'm you know, scared when I heard that news. And it makes you think, are my shoes okay? You know, but being selfish, I would like to, if they are going to implement that such rule, let us know in the off season, just in case, you know, we're making, you know, our design shoes from our companies or whatever, and it's tough. It's tough once they're already done and you hear about it in May that you're not going to be able to wear them anymore. That's just the guys that went all out with different colors and whatnot.
We're talking to Albert Almora here on The Score. Let's talk about yesterday's game for a little bit. So you come up in the ninth, you're down two, there's two runners on, you've hit a home run already. You get the broken bat single to extend the game. Is it hard in that spot to block out the urge to try to be a hero because it's a walk-off home run scenario?
It's obviously that runs, it goes through your mind as soon as your name gets called and you have the chance to do that. But I think once you step in the box, that kind of thought process goes away, and I just try to stay within myself and stick with the same approach and the same plan that I've had all game.
And then when you've hit a home run earlier in the game, because a lot of people online or whatever were saying, wow, Albert Almora hit a home run off a righty. Does that mean something extra to you, showing that you can have that success against a right-handed pitcher?
No, there's all these conversations, honestly, about the right-handed pitching. It's starting to not get to me, but it's comical already because I've never thought to myself that I struggled against right-handed pitching. I just I don't know somehow that came up, but if you look, I hate to sound like this, but if you look at all my numbers and whatnot, I've never had would you say a struggle with that. I mean, I don't know. So to me, it's just another pitcher, man. I don't care who I'm facing.
Okay, so I don't want to belabor the point if it's something that frustrates you, but like it, Joe, right? He's got to play everybody. We've talked to you about, you know, playing time and playing every day and how fans want you to play every day and all of that. But
yeah,
it feels pretty safe, right? If there's a lefty out there, you're going to be in the lineup, and then sometimes you're in the lineup against righties. But I personally am struggling to figure out like what types of righties you'll play against and what types of righties you'll sit against.
Yeah, I don't know either. I just see the text. I see the lineup text. If I'm in there, I'm in there. If I'm not, then I'm not. I don't know either.
Okay, because there's no like profile of right-handed pitcher that you feel like you struggle against or excel against.
No, I don't. I know last year I didn't start against Tehran, the guy we faced yesterday. I started this year. I mean, I don't know. That's something you got to ask Joe. I don't ask any questions. I just play.
For sure. And then just in terms of the splits, because I'm looking at them right now for this year, against lefties, your OPS is over 950, right? You crushed the ball against lefties. And against righties, it's a little under 700, but your batting average is still like 280. It's 279. So it's not like you're bad against righties. So is that what you're talking about? It's like, sure, I may be better against lefties, but it's a misnomer that you can't hit righties.
Oh, I just think sometimes those numbers fluctuate the way they do just because I face righties more than I face lefties or vice versa. You know what I mean? It's if I have – maybe I have more hits against right-handed pitching, but since I don't have as much as bats against lefties, maybe those less hits have a higher number. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. I really don't think about any of that stuff. I'm confident in the player that I am. I don't care who's pitching, and I trust myself, and I know the type of player that I am, and I go off that.
We're talking to Albert Almora here on The Score. Do you have any thoughts as a player that's going to be in the league for a long time about the law that was passed yesterday that now it looks like sports gambling? It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when sports gambling becomes legal. Do you have any thoughts on that as a player?
No. You know what? That's a simple response for me, and it's a simple thing that I think of. It's like, hey, man, we're told that we can't gamble here, and no matter if it's legal or illegal anywhere. So it's simple for me. I don't even think about it. I don't read up much on it. So it's not my place, man. I play baseball, and I ain't dealing with any of that.
No, makes sense. You fantasy football player, NCAA pool, anything like that?
No, you know what? I love when football season starts because I get to be in the draft room with all the guys, and I'm the one putting up the names on the board. But I'm not. I don't have my own team. I just like messing around with the guys and having a good time.
You're the like the auctioneer. Like you're the guy who does the board. You don't have a team?
No. I'm the guy that lets the guys know, like, hey, you're up next. You have the pick, and then I'm the one that writes the name down or puts the sticker. We do it right, man. I think our travel secretary hooks us up, and we have like the stickers of everybody's available, and we have a great time.
Who's the best fantasy football player on the Cubs, and who's the worst?
Like I said, I don't know who won last year or anything. I was just there for that day, and that was it. I don't know who won or how it worked out. I love that process.
We're talking to Albert Almora here on The Score. I saw something on a TV broadcast a couple days ago that I wanted to ask you about. It was Joe and Ian Happ before the game, like right before the game, and they're doing their, it looked like meditation, breathing exercises, that like right in the dugout right before the game. Do you have any like routine that you have to do to get you in the right headspace before a game starts, or you know that 5 minutes before first pitch? What's Albert Almora doing?
Doing all my handshakes with all my teammates. I think I know what you're talking about. That's just what him and what Joe and Ian do before games, as their like little handshake. But right 5 minutes right before game time, I'm looking for teammates to get pumped and get excited to play a big league ball game, man. It's just having fun.
Who comes up with all the handshakes?
I think it's a mixture. I have some from a couple years ago, and I think me and Caratini just made one. It's simple, but I think it's between both of us. We kind of just come up with it on the fly. Like, I know KB and I have one, and we just added something to it just because that's what we felt at the time, and we just stuck with it.
Is it hard to remember? Like, how many different handshakes do you have with different teammates?
So how many position players? I mean, we have
wow. What,
11 position players. I think I have one with which each and every one of them. So it's not hard at all. It sounds like it's going to be difficult, but no, it's simple.
Want to talk to you about just the state of the team right now. Like, the Joe was on the station earlier today, and he's talking about how, you know, there's every part of the team has this unbelievable upside, right? Like, the offense can be great and carry you guys. The starting pitching can be great. The defense can be great. And it's a matter of when all of those things click, how good you guys can be. Do you feel that's just a matter of time before everyone's firing at the same time?
Oh, absolutely. I've said it all year. I mean, we've been winning games, we've been playing well, and we haven't, I use the term exploded in the sense of we haven't gelled together, you know, completely. And, I mean, we've been playing really good baseball. I feel the game we played yesterday was, you know, it was great. I mean, we lost, but, hey, man, we battled to the last second. And that's all you could ask for.
When you're in the field and a starter is struggling out there with control and walking too many guys, is that a thing that's frustrating, or do you know how difficult it is? Because when you're playing Little League or something, it's like, hey, just throw a strike, let us catch it, that sort of thing. What's going through your mind when your starters are struggling like that?
I'll never think it's easy. What they're doing is easy. So, we just gotta wear it. You know, he's trying his hardest, so we're obviously out there. We're ready for him to, you know, ready to help him out whenever we can. And it's just, I don't expect them when we're hitting to expect us to get a hit every time. But, you know, it's the same thing. They're doing their best. They have a game plan, and they're human.
Hey, have you got that lineup text tonight?
Oh yeah, we got an answer.
Oh, so are you in?
I don't know. Answer you guys or I don't know if it's public news, but I'm in there, man.
I mean, listen, Joe said that lineup talk is unsophisticated, so it doesn't matter if you tell us who's in the lineup, right? It doesn't matter on the batting order. It's just something that fans like to know.
Yeah, I guess you're right. When it comes down to the injured players, that's more where I won't say much. Just let the guys come up with that, but yeah, I'm playing, man.
All right, sounds good. We'll talk to you, man. Have a good road trip. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. See.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.